We're going to go to Fuse Festival, which is going to be running from the 14th to the 22nd of September through Darebin Council areas. And it's to highlight local artists and creatives and to activate Darebin in unexpected, delightful ways. And there's a collaboration going on with Indigenous peoples. And we've got one of those artists, Zena Crumpston. Thanks for
Yeah, g'day.
Thanks for waiting for so long. We've had so many things to talk about. This has been such a big week, but you've had a big week too because you're getting yourself ready, aren't you?
I am, but nothing compared to what that mob has been up to down at the Land Forces protest. So power to everyone that's been part of that. And I wish I had been down there. There's multiple reasons why I couldn't be, but yeah, one of them is because I am trying to get ready for my show opening.
Yeah, yeah, and one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you is because you are actually focusing on the plants and all that it surrounds us and all the things that people don't even notice but which are the living, breathing reasons for why this country exists.
Yeah, well, I'm a Barkindji person from Western New South Wales, but I've been living here in Naarm for the last 20 years. And for about the last 8 years, I've been doing a lot of research around Aboriginal plant use right across the southeast on my country and right through here to Wurundjeri country as well. And this exhibition is kind of celebrating our plants, but specifically our really deep plant knowledge and all of the technologies that we've developed to be able to stay on country for the longest time imaginable, I guess, because I see plants as the backbone of the kind of, you know, foundation of how we managed to stay on country for so long, so many of us right across these lands. So, yeah, I'm just doing a lot of lino cut work, weaving and storytelling, trying to help people to understand their own role as custodians of country. And I've made a take-home resource for people of the Darebin area to think about what they're putting in their own gardens and how they're supporting all living things and biodiversity in their own backyards and balconies and nature strips.
Oh, that's fantastic. How long has it taken you to come up with all the different elements for this exhibition?
I've only been making visual art for about the last 2 years, but to be honest, my visual art has really only come through the amount of research I've done. So I feel like it's probably 8 years of reading that gives me the stories that I want to tell, and not just reading, going out on my country with my elders, spending time with my community, and also the community in which I live here in Naarm. So, yeah, it's been a long time sort of brewing up these stories. But the works itself, I've just been making over the last 18 months, and I've made a whole new series. And in this series for Darebin Fuse, I've tried to really inject a sense of joy and movement and celebration, because I think right now a lot of us are really struggling with what's happening in the world, and we need to focus on that and we need to stay focused on it. But we also need to look after our mental health, and I think plants are something that I go to in my gardening when I'm feeling really down about what's happening in Palestine and other places. So I wanted to, give people a little reprieve when they come to my show. And there's also an amazing exhibition, an event I wanted to talk about that's happening today. It's called Gumbu Gulam, and it's been put together by Alara Briggs Patterson, who's an amazing Yorta Yorta woman. And it's going to be at Bundura Park Farm from 12 till 5 today, and there's going to be talks on food sovereignty, there's a black opera, there's damper being cooked by Alara's mum. It's going to be an incredible day for all the family, and it's all free. So if anyone wants to come down, it's at 1069 Plenty Road at the Bundura Park Farm, and that's also part of Darebin Fuse. And I'll be talking with Alara later today on that food sovereignty panel about plants.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much for making sure that we all understood what was going on. This fantastic collaboration with people who have knowledge of country in the places that we live. Like, it's not a far off place, it is the place that we live. What are the plants that come to mind when you're thinking about Darebin?
I guess my favourite one is Matrush, which a lot of people call Lamandra. And I've noticed that when I talk to landscape architects and all sorts of different people who are in the business of plants, that they seem to think that matrush or lamandra is a really boring plant. But when you sort of start to dig down and think about the cultural aspects of that plant, I feel like it really comes alive. It's home to so many different caterpillar butterflies some of which are endangered. There's a lot of living things in the urban areas that are actually only living in urban areas that are endangered, and I think a lot of us don't realise that. We think about endangered species as being, like, far away from us, but things like Lamandra provide a home for those insects, and that it also is an incredible plant in terms of the cultural history of Wurundjeri people, in that it's used as a food, so you can eat the core, you can eat the leaves, you can also eat the seeds and grind them up and to make bread. But most especially, it's been important to Wurundjeri women over time because they've used it to make their incredible eel traps and bags, baskets, things for collecting food. So I just really see the cultural importance of that plant when I look at it. It's also super hardy. So there's all these plants that we kind of ignore a little bit today that I think in the future are going to be pivotal because our climate is, having a catastrophic shift, and there are many, many plants that will not survive, and a lot of the indigenous plants are ones that will because they can cope with hardly any water. They don't want pesticides or fertilisers, and I think the more we come to understand their uses in the past, the more we come to realise that these plants actually have a really, really important place in the cultural landscape today. So, yeah, that's one that I've really celebrated in my show. Kangaroo grass is another one of my favourites just because of its geographical range. It can grow anywhere, in frost, in tropics, in desert. And I think it's going to be a really important future food. And I'd like to think about the future in some ways because I want to be proactive and I want people to start to understand that the narratives we've been sold about Aboriginal grains and plants is actually really deeply steeped in racism, as is much science. A lot of people like to think that science is completely impartial. It absolutely is not. It carries the cultural baggage of the white dinosaurs that made it.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so, I mean, it's interesting to me too that, I lived in the bush for about 8 years, and one of the things that interested me about the bush was, there's thousands of things to be interested about in the bush, but also it was the thing about when you get there, you have to be there for a long time before you start actually seeing anything. And one of the things that your show, obviously, I mean, show, what a word, your exhibition would be giving people the ability to actually see the world that they're actually living in.
I hope so, and that's why all of the shows that I make, I try and give people a resource to take home because I want people to continue the conversation because I feel like too often we're relying on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to teach us, and it's really important that people are open and really wanting to include us. But I also see, especially amongst elders, that there's like a real fatigue, and I've started to call it death by inclusion. and a lot of elders laugh about it. Uncle Dave Wandon particularly likes that saying and has been using it a lot because it's actually true. It comes from a beautiful place a lot of the time, people wanting to include us, but we have to be really careful about, whether or not it's meaningful and reciprocal inclusion. And I think educating ourselves is the most important thing we can do. Like, I've had to do that around Palestine. I was incredibly ignorant until October last year. And I've worked really hard to try and understand what's happening and work out what I can do as an ally, with the resources that I've got, being a mum and all the other things that are going on in my life, what can I do? And I just want everyone to think about that in terms of the empowerment of self-determination for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. What can I do? One of the best things people can do is look at resources made by our people and really to start educating themselves, because as much as I love people hitting me up for information and wanting to talk to me, I also get a little bit weary sometimes because I think, dude, you could Google that. So I love talking to people, and I'm really pleased that there's been a shift of people kind of wanting to be more proactive. But sometimes the inclusion thing isn't the best thing to do in terms of reciprocal value, actually educating yourself about what self-determination is and listening to our voices. There's so many resources that we're making nowadays that are getting published, is a really important thing. And also, I do really love just talking to people. So I'm going to be at my exhibition next Friday the 20th, Saturday the 21st, Sunday the 22nd from 10 till 3 at 25 Eastman Street in Northcote. And I'm going to be there because I want to yarn with people. So if people want to come and talk about plants, that'll be a good place to do it. So all of the information is on the Darabin Fuse website, so it's fusedarabin.com.au. You can find out about the event today and also my exhibition through that website, but I'd love people to come and talk to me.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure, and I'm sorry to take time away from the Land Force's protest coverage because, I'm just so impressed by the work the people have done and, power to everyone that's standing up against that because it's absolutely disgusting that it's happening in our town and these people are completely, Fruit Loops. I'm so glad that there's people down there protesting this warmongering, disgusting gathering.